Oh my god, Jordan, you've got to turn.
Hello. Oh my god, why is it going like this? Hello, everybody. My name is Maddie Keller, and I am new to this podcast. And I want to talk about my brother Jordan Keller's book called Jumbo Pieces Autism. And this book is basically about a boy that explains what autism feels like. And the book is available on Amazon. It's $12.99, and the book is basically about what it's like to have autism. And here's my mom talking about autism. And here's my mom now.
Hi, my name is Becca. I am Jordan Keller's mom. Jordan was diagnosed with autism at 4 months old. He is a triplet, and we knew when he came home from the NICU that something was a little off. So he was diagnosed, like I said, at 4 months old. He started early intervention immediately, and he's doing fabulous now. He's 13. He wrote a book, Jumbled Pieces Autism, at the age of 12. He wanted to explain to the world what autism feels like. And his surgeon, Dr. David Anderson, he explains it like it's his superhero. Dr. Anderson has just been fabulous with Jordan. He told me just before Jordan is in kindergarten, I did not want to tell Jordan, explain it to autism. And Dr. Anderson talked to me and told me, he's like, you need to find a way to explain autism to Jordan. Jordan's actually a triplet. And then we have an older daughter that's 17. So I had my feelings hurt so bad. I didn't see Dr. Anderson for 2 years, which I look back and that's just, I think, the stupidest decision of my life. But anyways, Dr. Anderson is one that no matter what, he will tell Jordan the truth. Dr. Anderson has done 2 surgeries on Jordan. Jordan's always had issues with his being really, really, really tight on his muscles throughout his body. So we found out that in 5th grade, actually, his hips were dislocated. And he didn't walk till he was 22 months old. And Dr. Anderson's like, I have no idea how he's even walking. His hips were dislocated 35 degrees the opposite direction. So they told me that Jordan wasn't walking because he was a little bit delayed behind the other 2 babies. And they said, oh, he's just developmentally behind. So my big, huge advice to parents is if you have that gut feeling there is something wrong, get a second, even a third opinion. And I knew my gut told me there was something wrong. But one of the best pieces of advice I have ever been given is he started a preschool, like 18 months old, for to give him more of a social setting and one-on-one help. And he wasn't walking. And I told the teacher, I said, he's not walking yet. And she's like, oh, that's fine. Just set him down on the floor. He'll keep up. And she's like, we will not carry him. So, of course, I went out to the van. I was bawling my eyes out. And I told myself, what am I doing leaving my baby here? But that's when I found out baby in Jordan gets him nowhere. If Jordan has to finish his goal or something, he has to do it on his own and accomplish it. We are always there as a family to help him and cheer him on. He's had to be, like, we have to model for him a lot. Like, the triplets and his older sister, he'll have to watch what they do, and then he does it. So it's just up to Jordan to finish his goal. And we've had to be a little bit more strict on Jordan than the other children, because if you give him an inch, he'll take a mile. So that's just some of the advice. But we, like, he's doing book signings because of his book. And actually, his siblings and myself and Jordan are starting to speak to just explain to people what, you know, just all the different things. And we've had a good response about the siblings, that people want to hear from the siblings because they can give their own perspective, like, what is it to grow up with a brother with autism? They think he is just the best thing in the world. We would not change him in a second. Jordan is different than most children with autism, as Jordan is very, 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 very verbal. So it's not a bad thing. It's always been a good thing in our house. And I'm glad that I set all my children down before they started kindergarten, because I told them, you know, you might encounter bullying at school, because children, even some adults, don't understand about autism. And I'm so thankful, because that's been a little bit of our life, about Jordan being bullied, our family being bullied. But we just try to just talk about and gratitude that is the best thing you can do, because if one person can just do some sort of kindness, that it would change the world. Because if one person does it, then the next person. Because these children, they really can't help it at times. So this with special needs children. Jordan did not know what special needs is until he wrote the book. I had to explain to him about special needs, because he said, "Mom, these children at school, that they can't speak. They can't go home and tell their parents." And he said, I need to be a voice for them. And he said, even if it helps one child to help their family understand what goes on at school. So that's pretty much what we are talking about. He has the best siblings in the whole flipping world. We have our issues just like every other family. Every day's not the easiest. So all I can say is try to hang in there. It's rough. I know what it is. The reason Jordan didn't know what special needs was, because we treated him just like we did the other two triplets. We expected out of him what we expect out of them. And even though he's a little bit more delayed, he could not help it. But we have never called him special needs. We have never called him, you're disabled. So, but that's pretty much it. So if you have any questions, you can Twitter us at JordanKeller59, or our Instagram account is JordanKeller04, or that's Facebook is JordanKeller04, or you can just look us up on Instagram. We're there at JordanKeller. So thanks. You guys have a great evening.